Hi.
And we're going to talk about Violet Crown. Ooh. So we just had this bomb-ass scrimmage. Mm-hmm. And so it was Violet Crown against Anarchy. And so first of all, we've been on social media talking about how that was last-minute nonsense. It was and it wasn't. Initially, Violet Crown was going to try to scrimmage another team. And we were going to try to set it up as a scrimmage to where everybody at all skill levels would have an opportunity to participate, right? But it was just taking a while to nail down the vision of how the scrimmage was going to go and get on the same page about it.
Everything,
yeah. And so I was like, well, do you want to save it for another date to this other team, which we will do sometime this summer? And they were like, yes. And so when I mentioned that to someone in Anarchy, JJ, who was like,
shout out to JJ.
JJ, I love JJ. She's the wrong person to like mention an idea to if you're still on the fence about it. Because
She'll push you on one side yeah, of the fence.
You'll be like, I've been thinking about this thing. And 2 days later, she'll be like, all right, so I got this, and this yeah. lined up. What else do we need? And you're like, I said I was thinking. Okay. Uh-huh. Like, she just emailed everybody, and it's like, all right, so this is happening. Cool. Yeah. So anyway, with about, 10 days? 10 days, it was like, yeah,
just about, yeah.
Scrimmage against Anarchy. This is happening. And so we decided to move forward with it. I was anxious the whole time because I was just like, this is a short timeline. And then I was just like, well, we haven't really advertised it. But then again, it's at BART. So it's like, I mean, parking is probably going to get full anyway. So whoever comes, comes. And it actually ended up being like a decent little crowd. Like,
yeah.
I could actually hear people cheering. You know, there are people on like all sides of the track.
Yes.
Like, it was a good vibe.
It was pleasantly surprising.
But outside of it being like last minute nonsense, as we so lovingly dubbed it, it was also tricky because we said, okay, the Anarchy people going to Pittsburgh will be on one team.
Coaching Anarchy,
yeah,
in case nobody else knows.
Yes. And so, like, some of y'all might be confused. So there are a lot of skaters who play for both Violet Crown and Anarchy. So that's how we decided to split it up. So for the people who are doing both, if you're on the roster to go to the Pittsburgh tournament, you would play for Anarchy during the scrimmage. And then if you weren't, you would play for Violet Crown.
Correct.
The only thing is, because they have a whole tournament, and we just have one game that weekend, we were like, we want some of the best skaters to be able to go to Anarchy because they're going to be playing multiple games.
Right.
And it's against actual like MRDA teams, whereas for Violet Crown, yeah. our game against Dallas is going to be our first USAR sanctioned bout and their first USAR sanctioned bout. We have no idea what to expect. We're very confident in the roster that we're bringing, but we knew that Anarchy would absolutely need the best, right? And so what that meant was, there are people that even some of the best people on the Pittsburgh roster have trouble blocking. And then you count that with the fact that we've got like a like more mixed level of skills with Violet Crown. And it was just like, this is going to be a real test.
We gave them a run for their money for sure.
We did. Sure. I was so proud of everybody.
Yes.
But I just knew it would take us playing at our best. And it would take us keeping a level head and just being strong up here, as well as on the track. Because like, it's very easy to like look at a roster and just assume like, this is how things are gonna go. This person's gonna bust through our walls. We're never gonna get lead, blah, 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 blah. And luckily we had the help of a few people who are more familiar with Anarchy, right? So they weren't as like, oh my goodness, this is like they blocked Sharky before. They blocked Alien before.
Yeah.
And then we got this one random dude who just shout out to CJ.
We love you so much, CJ.
Mad love for CJ. Who came through, got lead multiple times. So he was just like, what was it? Last in La Manga? Like, I was like, yes.
Yes. That's exactly what it was.
So we had him. We had people who are familiar with blocking those people. And then outside of that, just the blockers that we do have were very, they got good, I think, at learning how to block together. Like, yeah, I remember
the second half was so much better.
Yeah.
It was like so much cohesive and together, and it was so much better.
I ended up pivoting for Cutie several times. And like in the second half, she was like taking whips off me. We got better at the passes. So it was just like building that chemistry, which, you know, several of us have like scrimmaged, played in bouts, since the beginning of the year, random things, but as a team, we hadn't done any full length bouts.
You know, against so even though other this was, people, like against us, we have, but not against other people.
So even though this was a scrimmage, it was a test to see, like, okay, can y'all go jam to jam? Can y'all do 2 30-minute halves? How do things work on the bench? Like, can y'all communicate with each other and express what your needs are? Is there anybody who just completely loses their shit when a jam doesn't go their way? And I must say the vibe was good.
Yeah.
Like, sure. On our bench, it seemed good on Anarchy's bench. And even between us, the vibe was really good.
Oh, yeah. I just, like, so we, Anarchy had practice that morning that we coached.
Yes.
And we had just introduced 2 starts of strategy that they actually put to work at the scrimmage.
I was mad too.
And and it worked. And I was legit. I went to their bench and I was so proud and I was happy. I was mad because they actually worked because I was on the other side of the team.
Right.
I was on the other team. But as a coach, I was so happy and so excited. And like, yes, this is what you'll need. Yes.
I was like, I just showed you this. How you do this to me?
Yes. Yeah, facts. Facts. But it was overall, it was really fun. It was really, really fun. I need to get my endurance a little better.
Yeah.
Because like I didn't gym, but I took this start a couple of times. And like the first time I went against Aquadan, Alien, JJ, and I can't remember the 4th blocker, but I was just like, well, this is my life now. I was just like, I legit, like,
this is my
like,
life. This behind is my this life. Wall.
Like, Cole was jamming for Anarchy, and like, he was like going around, he scored like 3 or 4 laps. But like, the 3rd one, I was like, yo, you can call it whenever you're ready. Like, I went around a whole lap being blocked. I almost made it through like 3 times, and then that the end is always fucking
Alien.
Yeah, motherfuckers. Best friend, I love you forever. I will love you forever until I die. But on that time, I was like, fuck you. But anyways, I was just laughing. At the time, I was just laughing because I'm like, there's nothing else I can do. You know, like, if I make it through, great. If I don't, great. Like,
speaking of laughing, you know what moment I was literally laughing about all day yesterday?
Let's see if I'm thinking about this.
The pivot thing?
Yes! This bitch. This bitch.
Okay, so my conditioning has not been what it used to be. Like, I was doing really good for most of the pandemic working on my conditioning. And then, like, I want to say it was around when we went to South By.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, like, fell off on my routine.
Okay.
And so my conditioning, like, the last couple of weeks has been, like, at practice, it's felt harder, you know? But we needed somebody, like, we needed more people to pivot. And pivoting basically means you could become a jammer at any point. And being a jammer means you have to skate more. You have to skate more laps. You're going to get hit more. You have to push more. Yeah. So as far as conditioning, like, it takes a lot more. Like, your heart rate is up more. It's more tiring. It's tough. Like, jammer life is not an easy life.
No.
And so, like, I was pivot. And I took the star one time. I became a jammer. I got out the pack. And I was just like, wow, I didn't expect that, you know? Came around, they called it before I scored points. You know, a lot of times the pivot doesn't score points because usually if a pivot gets out the pack, they will call it before you score points.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did it again, got out the pack, and I was like, okay, you know, did it again. So like the 3rd time, I think it was Aquadan who was trying to block me, and I got around Aquadan, and I was like, did I really just do that? I was like, look at me. But I was also tired, and I went back to the bench. And I had taken the star off and the stripe off, and I still had the stripe in my hand. And my teammates were like, you're doing good. You look good. And I was like, thank you. But now they're going to make me pivot again. And she looks at me and she said,
you're the coach. Ain't nobody going to tell you shit. Like, you got to tell yourself that you're going to be pivoting now.
She was like, you're the coach.
Because she was so, like, fixated, like somebody else was gonna make her pivot.
See, I compartmentalize things in my mind. I have coach lethal and I have athlete lethal. Oh. They're like not the same person.
Right.
So
right.
athlete lethal was I could tell tired.
That moment, yeah.
Athlete lethal was like, God damn it, I did good. They gonna make me keep doing this and I'm tired. And coach lethal was like, you're right. Put this jacket on. I literally said this as I was putting the stripe on my helmet. Like coach lethal was like, you're exactly right. Put that stripe back on. Uh-huh. You're ready to go back out there.
That's right.
Because you're that taking is... that star again if you need to.
That's how it is.
Oh man. That was hilarious.
That's how it goes. That was so funny. Like I was like in my mind, I'm like, I don't know if she's fucking with us or if she's being for real. But when I saw you, you were like it was like such a mix of like kind of like disappointment and happiness at the same time. It was like a 50, like, oh shit, like I did good, but also this is my payment. Like, yes. Like prices are being paid. And I'm like, so in my mind, that's why I was like, I don't know if she's fucking with us or if she's being real. And when I saw you being real, I'm like, you are the coach. Like, who's going to take you to pivot besides yourself?
But yeah, I was really proud of our team for the toughness and tenacity that they showed. Yeah, like, sure. Especially like you said, in the second half, when things started really clicking and people started getting used mm-hmm. to skating with each other.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that we did that scrimmage so that people kind of had a feel for each other and what our styles are in the heat of the moment. Because like doing a drill, you can do a drill and you kind of know what's going to happen. It's almost impossible to set up a drill that feels authentic to the game.
Yeah.
We can set up drills to practice certain scenarios. And of course, the goal is to practice those scenarios to the point where they become second nature, right? But when you're in the moment and you don't know what that opposing side is about to do, what offense they're about to run, what their jammer is about to do, where they're going to attack, you don't really know what your teammates are thinking. Because you might be thinking of a certain style of defense and they think of something else. Yeah. And the communication has to be there. You never know what might happen. And so seeing people kind of get on the same page and figure out like, okay, we work well together. Y'all work well together. We'll create this line, do this way. Seeing the two young ones come out, Pyretta and Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Shout out to Pyretta. Yes. I hope your shoulder's feeling better.
Yes.
Blu-ray showed up. Blu-ray is 17, but according to the standards for USARS, he can still skate with us. Yep. You know, so props him and props his parents. His mom was out there reffing.
Yeah. Yes.
So, yes, you know, Blu-ray showed up for relief to help the jammers.
Yeah. And he did.
Yes. Was so he really did help.
We had two jammer ties that were going back to back. And then some, like, a couple more players were, like, filling in every once in a while.
I think I jammed one time.
Cab did and Bruiser did.
Yeah.
And I refused.
Yeah. I was trying to rotate it more, but it's like, if you've never tried to be a skater and a bench coach at the same time, like because it's like when you're on the track, who's creating the lineups, you know? So it's like when I wasn't on the track, I would be like, hey, this person's tired. This other person needs to jam. But if I wasn't, they just kind of had to figure it out. And I was DJing on top of that.
Important.
Gotta have the vibe, right? But yeah, that was really good to see, and I'm really proud of the team, and I can't wait to see what we bring to practice tomorrow. And the crowd who showed up, like, there were people there who weren't really familiar with Derby. There were also people there who I hadn't seen since 2019 in the crowd. That was...
Preach.
Yes. I really loved seeing them. And the vibe was just good. I wasn't really sure how an outdoor bout would go other leagues.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
I wasn't mad at it. I think
the only thing
fun.
I was mad at first was the heat.
next time we're going to do it later, though. If it's still in the summer, we're at least starting at 7.
Yeah.
We're not doing that shit again. It's still sunny. Like, half the track, everybody with sunglasses are, like, going like this because you can see fucking shit. No, we're not doing that. We're starting later.
When we started, it was 102 degrees.
Interesting.
Yeah. And that's why everybody, like, afterwards, everybody was so dehydrated. I had one drink.
And you were drunk.
At Torchy's. And I didn't get drunk immediately. It hit me later.
Yeah.
That's why that message in the chat when I was just like, did I get fucked up? Like, and BC was like, no, you're too dehydrated for this shit. And I'm like, oh, you're probably right. And the next day I woke up and just like, my throat, nasal passage, everything was just dry. I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't drink enough water.
I got a bigger Yeti, if you're interested in sponsoring us, we're happy for it. But I had a 30 ounce and I needed my 64 because I need to drink more water because we're playing out in the heat outside and we need those electrolytes and hydration. So, yeah, I had to get a bigger one because now I had to drink more because those practices and scrimmages were hard.
But yeah, so the scrimmage, it was last minute and it was more of a last minute change than like a last minute plan, because Violet Crown had been talking about doing something on this date literally since March.
That was gonna say a long time.
Yeah, like we created a schedule of dates that we wanted to do stuff.
It was actually gonna be the day before.
Yeah.
But because some shit was happening in the city, we had to like move it.
We moved it to May 15th. So like, yeah, we still have this list of dates that we plan on using. We're just still trying to decide what to fill them with. Mm-hmm. So there might be more last minute nonsense because like we're determined to like fill these dates with something because we committed to it. But it's just because the way everything has unfolded since Derby has come back from the pandemic, it's just been kind of like, all right, what are we doing? Yeah. Who are we doing it with? You know? And mm-hmm. I love the fact that Anarchy has been so on board with working with us in various ways. The vibe has just been good between these two leagues. I don't like using the word positive. I feel like positive is
it's
always
very supportive. We're very supportive.
Very supportive,
of each other,
very synergistic. And speaking of, what is next for these two leagues?
Well, Anarchy is going to Pittsburgh on June 25th, 6th, and 7th.
Mm-hmm. And then Violet Crown is going to be in Waco skating against Dallas.
So if you're in the
on
area,
June 26th.
It's only an hour and a half from, is that 1 hour and a half from here?
I think so. Yeah, something like that. It's not far.
It's not super far. So if you're in the ATX area, Waco area.
And then sometime after that, we're going to be releasing more promotional materials. Shout out to the photographers and videographers.
Yes, thank you, Natalie. That was so good. Those pictures are so good.
Yes,
thank you, Jeff,
so much.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you. Those pictures are awesome.
Natalie amazing. And Jeff are killing it.
Yes. And
killing
thank you for coming. Like that it helps us a lot. Like not just for the cool pictures because they're really cool, but there's some other shit behind it that we can see that we otherwise wouldn't. So we have really appreciate.
Same thing with the live stream. That was more last minute shit. I was literally gearing up. I'm putting on my knee pads, and Panda is like, "Hey, y'all want to live stream this? I got the tripod in my car," and I'm like,
"Sure,
might as well." Yeah,
we need to put it in a different angle next time though, because did you notice? Did you watch it?
Not the whole thing because I noticed you couldn't see half the track.
Here's the thing. No. This is the thing. I did, like, I watched most of it, but I guess about, like, 70% of the game happened in turn one, which it was
not. Well, that's every game.
It was not visible. It was not visible on the stream.
If we had a few more minutes, because remember, the team was already warming up when we were setting this up. Like, the scrimmage was supposed to start at 6:30, and I'm setting up a tripod. And I didn't even set it up. I think somebody else did. But yeah, most of the game does happen in turn one. I say that in practice all the time. Mm-hmm. Most of the time when the jammer gets out, they get out like sometime between the pivot line and turn one. Because that's when the track kind of expands like geometrically. So yeah, that is even Natalie, she was like, where should I set up to take pictures? I'm like, set up right here by turn one, point it right down straight away. Like
that's what you mean by the best shots. For real though. Like for real. For real, for real.
It's where most of the action happens. Like, if the pack actually makes it all around the track, something crazy has happened. But yeah, so there's going to be more promotional things coming up. I know Anarchy's planning something in July. Violet Crown is planning something in July. We just still don't know if it's going to be at home or away. As soon as we know,
we will announce.
Yeah. That's also why we have like a small dynamic leadership group so that we can make those decisions quickly and figure out the best way to get the team on board.
Mm-hmm.
We basically want to make being a skater as easy as possible and not.
And as accessible as possible.
So that's why we operate that way. That's why we don't mind the fact that it's May and we don't necessarily know what's going to happen in July.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. We'll figure it out. But we know for sure we're going to be at USARS Nationals in August.
Which
so that's exciting.
Also in Waco.
Yeah, and we know we're going to be in Phoenix in September.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of us are going to be with Anarchy in Mexico, also in August. Excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
So, yeah, there are going to be some exciting things coming up. So, if y'all aren't already following us, if you are seeing this, you probably are following this because this is going to be released as an IGTV video on Violet Crown's Instagram page and probably also on Facebook. But, yeah, you know, keep up with us and see what's going on. A few people have asked about sponsorships. We are going to release that information soon. Because we're an LLC, we have to conduct that part of our business a little bit differently than how nonprofits would normally do it. But we are going to be releasing that information soon about how you can support us financially and help these skaters basically keep competing at the highest levels that's available, keep having fun, keep traveling, keep representing the city. So on and so forth. And what I mean by that is, like, Violet Crown has several members that made Team USA on the USAR side, you know? Yeah. And it's like, we're really proud of that because it was basically Violet Crown's existence that kind of led those people to try the USAR's rule set anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say, like, oh, I'm such an amazing coach that I turned these people, like, I love coaching these people. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but
with the interest in there.
Yeah, it's like our existence created that interest, and now we have these skaters who are going to be able to go to Argentina and compete in the World Cup against some of the best skaters in the world. And that is really exciting to know that in our first year, we were able to attract that kind of talent. Yeah. That is extremely humbling, like real shit, just to know that people have that kind of faith in the organization to be like, yeah, sure, I'll rep you. And like as good as they are. So shout out to Alien, shout out to Sharky, shout out to Freight Train. Thank you so much for being a part of the team.
Yes.
Yes.
What else do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Oh, we got an event coming up at the end of May. So,
do I know about this?
Yes. Violet Crown Roller Derby is partnering with Violet Crown Cinema and ATX Women's Sports.
My bad.
To put on a series of films promoting women's sports.
Yes.
And so each film is going to be associated with a women's sports team in the Austin area. But we're starting with Queens of Pain, which is based on flat track roller derby. Mm-hmm. So even though it's a completely different rule set, it's based it's about Gotham roller derby. I think in the documentary, they were still Gotham Roller Girls, right?
I think so. They just changed.
Yeah. And they play with the rule set. But flat track roller derby, we decided to spotlight that as opposed to some of the other films that are out about other rule sets. but yeah, so we're going to be starting with that film.
That's so diplomatic.
And later on, we're going to be showing Born to Play, which is about women's contact football. There's going to be a film, I wish I had the list in front of me. There's going to be a film about women's rugby. Mm-hmm. We are going to play 144, which is about women's basketball team, which is about the WNBA. So even though Austin doesn't have a women's basketball team, we still do want to highlight that just to talk about the issues that generally face women athletes. So yeah, it's going to be a good series. Watch our Instagram for more information on that and how to get tickets. We're going to do a Q&A at the end.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Fun. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. Yes. Please just follow and just come through, you know, just a little bit of support goes a long way for anybody in the league or anybody in the community. Yes. So we appreciate that a lot.
All right. Anything else to update the people on?
Merch coming in soon.
Yes. We're gonna launch our online store probably by the end of this week. I think it'll be ready.
Yeah.
But we're gonna add new items regularly. So I mean, definitely like take a look this week because we're gonna have a sale for the launch. But like keep going back. And whenever we do add a new item, we'll post it and stuff, of course. But I just wanna put it on your radar that we're gonna add new stuff regularly.
Yeah. Ooh, Bella Crown. So I just started embroidering at work. I hope nobody at work sees this, but I just started embroidering at work, and I've been fucking around with it a lot. And obviously, in my free time,
your practice time.
Yeah, I fuck with Bella Crown. So
you know somebody at work is gonna see that.
They might not always see it, but they might hear it because I don't think they know. But anyways, it's cool.
All right. Well, that's it for now. I gotta run.
Yeah. All right. Me too. Okay.
I'm Bitch 2.
I'm Bitch 1.
Yep.
Bye.